Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Darren. How are you going?
Going okay. Fair bit on for the Bulls this week. Before we get to that, let's recap the game against Taruna last week. So 26-24, you went down.
Yeah, it was a tough game for the boys. Going on the road's always hard. But, we were just probably a bit slow to get out of the gates. And the first 12 minutes of the game, we were just on the back foot. We defended pretty much for the first 12 to 15 minutes of the game before they were able to score. And then from then on, it was just blow for blow, though, which was good. We responded well to their score. And, we managed to stay in the game and be quite competitive and with them. And although it probably wasn't our best performance, if our best performance is too shy of Taruna, then I think we're in good stead for the next time we meet them. And moving forward, the boys sort of learned the lessons from a slow start last week, and we'll get back on it for this weekend.
Right. So back home this Saturday at dawn, so you're playing Harlequins. 3 o'clock start, yeah?
Yep, 3 o'clock kickoff for Harlequins, and our women also kick off at 1 and our juniors at 11. So we have a pretty big day, and yeah, so it's a big game against Quins. They got over us in round one, albeit in different circumstances. We had to call the game with 23 minutes left due to an injury on the field, which required an ambulance. And
right.
And I think that was probably our 23 minutes was probably the time we were starting to get going. So yeah, it'll be an interesting day this Saturday to see how the boys respond from last week and also from round one.
How are Harlequins going? Where are they on the ladder?
I believe they are sitting second at the moment. We're on equal points with them, but yeah, they're currently sitting second from my knowledge. So yeah, it's an important game for all of us. It's the start of the second round of games.
Yeah.
So it's that back half of the season that we really need to focus now, and essentially the Bulls, we need to go relatively unscathed through the rest of the season to secure some good finals positions.
Yeah. You mentioned the women's game, which is on before you guys. They've got the local derby against Burnie.
Yep, yeah. So which has been really good. Burnie are quite strong in their women's side this year, which is good for Burnie. And they've been helping our ladies along the way. And it's been it's been a hard road for the girls, but they got their first win on the weekend, which was fantastic. And so, yeah, they're improving each week. And when you get to play quality opposition each week, you get a bit better. So that's really showing each week for our ladies, and we're very proud of how well they're going.
Yeah. All right, so huge day Saturday at dawn for the club, and including your guest Owen Finnegan, former Wallaby. So he's doing that fundraiser there Saturday night.
Yeah, so we're raising money for the Kids Cancer Project. So money raised from the tickets sold, as well as some raffles and some auctions throughout the night. We'll go, portions of that will go towards the Kids Cancer Project, and then also get to have a great night with Owen and hear his stories, his rugby stories and where he's been. He's played domestically, he's played in England, he's played for the Wallabies, he's won a World Cup for the Wallabies,
yep.
He's scored a try in a World Cup final as well. So he's certainly got a lot of stories, I think, that a lot of our players will appreciate and learn from, as well as our community as well, having someone who's played at the level he has in come to our club's pretty special.
Yeah. All right, so that's, 7 for 7.30 Saturday?
Yeah. Yep, 7 for 7.30 Saturday. Tickets do close at 5 p.m, but we will be able to accommodate for some tickets if people to choose to come in late and want a ticket.
Yeah, all right, and that's $60, isn't it?
Yeah, $60, and that includes, it's a fully catered evening, so that $60 includes your meal for the evening.
Awesome. Now, your high school sevens start this Friday.
Yeah, so that's pretty exciting as well. We've been training with our juniors for about 6 to 10 weeks now, but the ones that have been sort of consistent through, but now we're looking to reach a bit deeper in into the high school realm, and hoping that this Friday it really takes off. So at 4 p.m. this Friday at the Don, we'll start our high school roster, which will be 3 weeks of training before they actually start playing rostered games, just to give them an idea of how rugby's played and the concept tackling, passing, and things like that go over all the safety as well. So, it's going to be a big afternoon, and hopefully we have a great turnout, and we're just encouraging any students, grade 7 to 10, boys and girls, that want to give rugby a try to come on down on Friday and just have a look and throw a ball around, and if it's something they want to enjoy, they'll turn back up the following week.
Sevens is a good way for kids to start learning about rugby because of the low number of players on the field. There's more space, so they get the opportunity to just get the ball and have a bit of a run.
Yeah, that's right, and it provides a more inclusive environment as well. With sevens, you've got less on the field, but it allows us to have more teams, so yeah. More opportunities to play with your mates in your high school team rather than getting chucked into a team with people you don't know. So it does open up that opportunity to learn a lot about rugby in an easier environment than going straight into 15-a-side to play with their friends as well. That they're not just coming into a Devonport Bulls side where they don't really know anyone. They're inviting their friends with them to making a team together and so hopefully that takes off.
Yeah, very good. All right, so anything else you want to mention while you're here?
Oh, look, I think we've covered it off pretty well. Our Get Into Rugby program's still going on Fridays, 4:15 to 5:30, so there are only 2 or 3 weeks left in that, but we're encouraging anyone that would like to come and have a go at that to still come and have a go. First session's free, and see if your young son or daughter enjoys playing a bit of rugby.
Good stuff. Good luck against Harlequins this weekend.
No worries. Thanks, Darren.